game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It is January 7th. Oh, you see how fast I said January that time, didn't you?
No, it's like you were prepared or something.
Yeah. Once I get it down, I know what the months are.
Got another 20 days to get it right.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But then when it gets to two, you never know. That'll take a while. But I'm, of course, your host, JB Gilpin, here with Slim. We're excited for today's show. We didn't mistakenly get a DMP for this morning show.
Hey, you remembered to add me to the active list, huh?
Yeah. We put you on the active list just last second. At first, we didn't, but then we used a little whiteout, got you fixed on the active list there. How can you not? It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I've never seen a player, especially a guy you plan on giving 40-something minutes to, McCollum, getting a DNP accidental benching.
Yeah,
that's pretty weird. I'm wondering if maybe he Matt Barnes, Terry Stotts' wife. That would happen. I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I should.
Miss Stotts, you look so nice this afternoon.
I mean, it could have been maybe some kind of like, he was abducted by aliens, and they're not sure if he was really McCollum.
Maybe one of the Space Jam aliens went and stole his talent.
Or maybe that's why he had talent to begin with.
Oh, that's a good point. And then the Space Jam alien took it back.
Yeah, they must have lost. They probably played Denver last night.
Oh, man. See, if you missed it, McCollum... It was a lineup sheet error. Stotts didn't put him on the active list. He put him on the inactive list. And it sounds like something that would be really hard to accidentally do. I think this is just some passive-aggressive stuff of some sort.
Yeah.
We mentioned the Barnes thing. Maybe McCollum was like, hey, you're playing me... what's his minutes per game right now? And said, I need to be playing more.
I wouldn't, no, I don't know. That's about the weirdest thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I don't understand. I'd like to see what a coach's sheet looks like that he submits.
Yeah, I don't know, how do you, because did he, I mean, you can't, see, that's the thing. I said he accidentally added him to the inactive list.
Yeah.
So, like, did he, like, write the wrong name?
And it's not like he's the final name on a list that, like, ran out of room on the left column, so I gotta put him on the right column.
He should. Like, just use initials or something and just hope he gets it right?
Oh, Terry Stotts, when you're a rebuilding team, it's not going your way, is it?
Oh, there you go. This could be signs of tanking.
There you go. I mean, maybe they're pulling what the Sixers did with Covington last year.
And perhaps again this year.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a different story this year. He's just not playing well.
Yeah, this is true.
Although I wonder if Brett Brown is like, all right, Covington, if you don't take 10 shots in a game, I will give you $1,000 every game.
Okay. I mean, I'm not Brett Brown cannot think his job is safe right now.
Didn't they just hire him to some sort of extension or something?
Oh, no. Okay, they've got two former head coaches as assistants.
I mean, I may be completely wrong. Does Spot Rack do the coaches?
Spot Rack?
Isn't that the name of it?
I just go with Spotrack, but
Spotrack.
You know,
that's probably
any of those could be right.
No, I can't even, I don't see his,
I doubt it.
Yeah.
It's not part of a salary cap or anything, so I kind of doubt it.
Yeah, so, anyway, crazy mistake there. On today's show, we're going to do what we do every now and then. We did it a couple times last year, but we're going to do a game-by-game analysis of Tuesday and Wednesday's game, mostly because I was out of town all yesterday, and I'm lazy and didn't have a pod notes for you. And then we're going to wrap up previewing tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks, and then finalize our week at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
Slim, are you ready for this? Are you ready for the game-by-game analysis?
No, you always have this. Are you ready? Prepared?
I know. Well, yeah, I know. Didn't have it prepared this time. Yeah, that's what happens when you get home at like 11:30, and then you start a pot at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, my text this morning was, "Are you awake?" Usually, it's, "Are you ready yet?"
Usually, it's like, "Are you ready yet?" You've been up for 5 minutes. Let's go. all right, we've got the Knicks at the Hawks. The Hawks lose 107-101. Don't need to talk too much about the Knicks because they played again last night. Aflalo carried over his hot game, 23 points after that 38-point out-of-nowhere explosion. You picking Aflalo up anywhere?
I don't think he was dropped anywhere. That's kind of the thing.
He was under 50% owned when he had 38 points.
Okay, I imagine that's come back up.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be one of their best shooters, you know, kind of long range guys. I mean, the minutes have never really waffled.
Yeah, but the production has, because last night he scored.
He was just ice cold. I mean, you look before that big game, he was like, you know, 3 threes in the past 7 games, something like that.
Yeah, he was awful.
Just ice cold. Yeah, that's all.
And then wasn't good last night. So there you go. The ups and downs of a Thragnoff. Wow, Jose Calderon played 36 minutes. That's interesting. Has he always been playing that much minutes lately?
It's been going up. I've noticed that Galloway's minutes have been coming down pretty hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he goes up and down, but pretty nice minutes the past 5 games.
Yeah, it's just still pretty low end.
Yeah.
He doesn't have 10 shots in a single game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Gotta love those low volume free throws.
Well, what would I do without
about that 0.8 per game? I don't know if you'd win.
And Robin Lopez continues to play pretty well.
Yeah, I have him in one league I picked up as a streamer a couple of games back, and I haven't really dropped him yet. I haven't had a reason to.
Exactly what happened to me. So, and Kamaru Anthony scores 23 points, and I hate him forever because everyone else won the 30-point challenge except for me.
Oh.
the Hawks, I mean, your typical Hawks game, spreading it around.
You got Mac back to DNP.
That's what I was going to say. My awesome advice of pick up Mac for 3 off schedule games. And Coach Butthole, you know what, Coach Butthole, you can suck my butthole, okay? I hate him. I hate him.
Yeah. It's been okay. He hasn't really been benching guys like he did last year. Besides Schroeder.
He flip-flopped Schroeder. And now I picked up Schroeder to play tonight because they're playing the Sixers in a league or two. And watch him go back to Mac. Just because he's following my fantasy teams, I think that's the only explanation.
So Schroeder goes DNP twice and then sends Teague to only 23 minutes?
Yep.
What's going on? I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. Can't
tell. Teague has been really up and down.
Teague with that beautiful 0 assists to 4 turnover.
I probably should get you benched.
Yeah, and then 8 assists to 3 turnovers for Schroeder. So
minutes are actually down from last year for Teague.
Yeah.
This has been one of the bigger flops, I think.
Yeah, he hasn't been good, but I still think he's worth a, you know, point guard at around 50-ish value.
Yeah, I'm still not taking him after top 50 just because, you know, he's a point guard.
Yeah.
Just not pretty.
Nope, it is not. Next, we've got the Bulls beating the Bucks 117-106. Good job, Slim. Look at me. Jimmy Butler can score 30 points every game.
Well, you know, I'm going against him in the REL, so I figured I'd be, you know, I'd get something right. I'd be happy you didn't get it, or I'd be happy you got it. So
you traded him, and you
just hedging my bets. That's all.
You traded him and immediately had to go against him.
Yeah. It's not like Reggie has let me down or anything, so I'm still good with it.
Yeah. 32, 2-10 for Butler. 10 assists. Wow. Your normal guys have big games. Gasol had a big game. 26, 11, 5, 1, and 3. How about Taj Gibson? 11 and 14 with an assist, a steal, and 6 blocks in 38 minutes.
Yeah, it's interesting, I guess. I don't trust it with Noah eventually coming back.
Yeah. Noah is day-to-day. It doesn't sound like he's too close, but since they upgraded him to day-to-day, they think it's kind of close.
Yeah, I don't really see Taj as anything more than a streamer and a 12-er.
Mm. Yeah.
I wish I could trust the minutes because he's been pretty good in the past, but I don't really trust it.
Bobby Portis got 21 minutes off the bench for 8-8 with a steal. Eh. And Derrick Rose did return. He does his normal Rose thing with 16.6 assists, 5 turnovers, no steals, no threes. Awesome.
Yeah, that's there might be a league that's useful in. I guess that's a points kind of thing. Wouldn't be terrible.
Yeah.
Nah, it's pretty terrible.
I have him in my punt turnover team still.
There you go.
Man, how about your Bucks? How about Michael Carter-Williams? DMP land, out of the rotation, off the bench, and now it's good again.
Yeah. He's been top 100, I'm sure. The threes are way down, but the percents are way up. So, well, the field goal percent is up. And the volume of free throws is down, so that's kind of nice. It's been okay.
This is a good game for him. 23-12 with 2 steals, only 2 turnovers, and 9-14 from the field, and made his only free throw. That's like one of his best games ever.
Yeah. Looks like a season well, besides his first ever.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to get 9 steals every game.
Yeah, the 12 assists look like they might be a season high.
Yeah.
I don't see a 10 on this list.
Would you?
But the steals and the blocks, they're there. A little bit down, I guess, but they're fine.
Would you rather have Michael Carter-Williams or Jeff Teague?
I'll take Teague, just because of those free throws, pretty much.
You have to admit, they're kind of close, though.
Yeah, for sure. But you also have to deal with the eventual Jason Kidd nonsense.
When is Kidd coming back?
Hip surgery, I think he had.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's too hard to stand on the sideline and make bad decisions. I don't think you need a healthy hip to do that.
You can't turn to the bench and make bad rotational decisions, though.
Yeah, you'll just actually have to play your starter minutes.
Yeah, maybe all of them play 48 minutes every game because he doesn't want to turn to the bench. Chris Middleton stays hot, scores 26 points, another 7 assists for him, too. Which is nice. Monroe has a double-double. Giannis plays well. Pretty typical Bucks stuff.
Yeah, there's not really much to read into it. Henson still only gets backup center minutes. They've actually kind of, you know, made the rotation kind of small. We do appreciate that.
Yeah. The biggest game of Tuesday night was the double overtime win of the Mavericks beating the Kings. Darren Williams hits a buzzer beater 3, which was awesome. Overall, his game was meh. You know, 3 threes, 25 points, only 4 assists. But what can you do there? How about Zaza Pachulia? 9 steals the past 2 games. Well, actually, he played last night, too. So he had a stretch of 9 steals in 2 games. What did he do last night?
No. Last night was one of them. He didn't play last night.
No, he didn't play it. Why did I think the Mavericks played yesterday? That's weird. Okay.
Yeah, you know, he's okay, I guess. Those 2 turnovers per game are kind of ugly.
Hold on, that's weird, because I pulled up his player page and it doesn't have a game on there, but I swear they played yesterday, because Raymond Felton had a big game yesterday. Because I remember, because I saw him on my bench in RL. I was going to whine about it. Yeah, they did play yesterday. It's just weird. I guess Yahoo didn't...
That popped up on his player page, yeah.
Yeah. So, last night, Zaza sat DMP rest.
Oh, that's right. They all got DMP. That's why he's not on the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's why... Yeah, because I didn't... I was going to complain just because I was out of town and didn't see that Felton was going to start. Anyway, So we'll get to that game later. I watched a good bit of this Mavericks-King game, and you want to know who looked really good?
Collison?
No, I'm sticking with the Mavs.
Okay. I'll go with JaVale McGee.
Yeah! He actually looked really good.
All right. And that bat kept him out for like 2 years.
Yeah, and then he had the leg thing, but 17 minutes in this game, 13-11 with 2 steals, 2 blocks, no turnovers, 6 of 8 from the field, a ton more dunks, obviously. I mean, they were like Whiteside alley-oops. It's pretty nice. Okay.
That's becoming very much a popular thing nowadays. I see Steven Adams has been getting his fair share of that, too.
Oh, really?
Yep. He's been a little more offensive alley-oop guy.
Yep.
And roll. Wow, McGee had 4 blocks yesterday, too.
Yeah. I mean, got the start, didn't play a ton of minutes. And that's the thing. He's not going to be able to play a lot of minutes, but...
At least he played back-to-back.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Something there.
Would you pick up McGee in a 14-team league?
14. I mean, I guess my closest comparison would be maybe a Miles Turner, the kind of minutes they're both getting.
I was thinking John Henson.
All right, that's pretty similar. Yeah, that's similar. I'd trust Henson more.
Yeah, I do too, because I actually have Henson on one RCL where I just need blocks really bad, and he's a good fit there.
Yeah, he blows up pretty frequently.
Yeah. Pretty standard the rest of your Mavs there for the Kings. DeMarcus Cousins does the triple-double you don't want to have with 35, 17, 4 assists, but 10 turnovers.
Why Pachulia had 5 steals.
Yeah, there you go. Cousins did have 6 steals of his own with a block, so plus 2 threes. Cousins is a beast, we know that.
Yeah. That 43% shooting is, I mean, it comes with the threes. It's taken almost 4 a game.
Yeah. I saw some commenters not complain, but say that they wished Collison did a little bit more in 47 minutes because Rajon Rondo didn't play due to back spasms, which was interesting because that's what kept him from playing a lot of games is the Mavs. This would be a good revenge game for him, but
didn't. Yeah, I would say if – because Collison was 6 of 14 and 0 for 4 from threes. If he made one of those threes, he'd be 50% for the day. He'd be at 17, 4, and 12. I think it would have looked significantly better just from one shot going in.
Yeah. Yeah. 14 points, 12 assists, only 3 turnovers.
Yeah, still, 12 to 3 turnover ratio is really good.
It's a lot better than Rondo. And Bellinelli has another good game. 14 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, no turnovers, 4 threes. Took 13 threes. But I think...
This was also Omri Caspi out, too.
Yeah, but I mean, he's another...
And Pauly Stein out, so they didn't have any power forwards for this game.
Well, that's why Seth Curry played 36 minutes. Ugh, and didn't do much.
Yeah, I'm not reading into that.
Yeah, but I picked up Bellinelli in a couple leagues for the game tonight against the Lakers.
Yep, that's not bad. I think I streamed them too.
And the final game from Tuesday was the Warriors beating the Lakers, and everyone's pick, and my other pick besides Carmelo, was Klay Thompson, obviously, and he scores 36 points, and a bunch of commenters get on the board. Ugh.
Yeah, that was a Thragnoff line, though.
Yeah, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, no steals, 1 turnover. But hey, you know, shot 50%, over 50% from the field, and 6-6 free throws, so.
Yeah, he's the king.
He is not the king. he might be the king. No, I don't know. You got some flack for calling him a Thragnoff last time.
Yeah, I know. Nothing changes.
Draymond 9, 12, and 5, but only played 28 minutes because it was a blowout.
He didn't triple double.
I know, disappointing. Is Harrison Barnes worth adding in 12ers?
He was hot early in the year. I think that kind of made his numbers, his metrics, whatever, look better than it should. I don't think he's a 51% shooter. 83% from the line is pushing it.
Yeah, he shot 5 of 7.
No, I'm not buying this. He'll still split too many minutes with Iggy.
Yeah, apparently looked good, but I'm not a Barnes fan. I think he's a solid NBA role player, but that's about it.
His back-to-back games of 20 minutes, his first two back, he took 1-3.
Yeah.
Without those threes, he doesn't offer anywhere near enough.
How about Ian Clark's line? 1 of 10 from the field, 1 of 2 free throws, missed all 4 threes, but 3 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 4 blocks with 2 turnovers. That looks like a Josh Smith line right there.
Yeah, I'm looking at who he was going against, and I think I see a Marcelo Huertas.
Poor Huertas.
I know, he's on like every bad replay you can find in the NBA.
Really, your only Laker to do anything is Jordan Clarkson, who goes 23-5-2. I streamed Larry Nance, 9-7 with 2 steals, no turnovers.
Yep, he's the field goal percent guy. Those aren't the easiest to find.
Yeah, considering that he went 4 for 8, Clarkson went 8 for 20, then your rest of your starters combined for 2 for 20 with Anthony Brown, Hibbert, and Lou Williams.
I'm getting a little disappointed with Anthony Brown. He's seeing way too minutes to have this little production.
Yeah. So,
but they also got Tariq Black and Ryan Kelly got 7 minutes of garbage time. That 7 minutes would have gone to Nance had the game been close.
Mm-hmm.
I'd stick with Nance for the next couple of days. I think he gets 2 more tomorrow and today and tomorrow maybe.
The Lakers have a lot of off schedule days because they're quote unquote a big team, but I don't know. Everyone loves to pile on the Lakers when they're bad, I guess.
The going away tour.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So that'll make TV. So. All right, 2 last night's games. We've got the Knicks beating your Heat. But good thing for the Heat, Hassan Whiteside was able to play. He wasn't particularly good, but had this knee issue that caused him to miss a game. There was a lot of hubbub about it since it was, patella tendon, MRI. Oh, my God. But he ended
up... Well, and it was swollen.
Yeah, well, he's a big man with big knees.
Yeah.
So, but he was able to play. 8 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. Did have 4 turnovers, though.
Yeah, I know. When he catches the ball anywhere outside of 5 feet, like there was a point last night he had it, and he's like looking around for someone to pass. There's no one to pass to, and I'm just like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. And he started doing some pivots and put the ball down. Immediately got called for traveling. He has no game outside of 5 feet.
He's got the slowest release jump shot, but it actually goes in sometimes, even though it's ugly.
Yeah, he can actually shoot a 15-footer.
But he has to be wide open for it.
Yes.
Dwayne Wade, pretty nice, 18-6-6. He's having a good year.
Yeah, apparently the Heat are calling him Benjamin Button now.
In that he's someone you never want to watch again after seeing him once.
Yeah. I think I made it through that movie.
Never need to see that again. For the Knicks, Melo's good. Porzingis decent. Robin Lopez continues to play well. 19-4-1 with 2 blocks, 9-12 from the field. I'm glad I held on to Rolo where I did, even though he's terrible at basketball. He's awful. He's the worst player in the NBA.
He was actually really had... He's a really good one against Whiteside because his head fakes and ball fakes are so good.
And he did a great job boxing him out, keeping him off the glass, keeping him away from alley-oops on the defensive end as well.
Yeah, he played really well. Lopez is... He's a bit of a hot streak right now.
Yeah. This was the only little bit of action I was able to watch because it was on ESPN when I eat.
I was kind of worried about Porzingis at the beginning of this game because he got in early foul trouble, didn't do much in the beginning, but he had a huge block on Wade at one point.
The poison goose. I wish I had the music ready. Next time I'll be more prepared. We got the Pacers beating the Magic 95-86. Let's try to figure out what Skiles did to annoy people.
Well, he played Channing Frye.
Okay, that's not good.
Nobody owns him anywhere.
Played Andrew Nicholson 23 minutes. Ugh.
Aaron Gordon had a stretch of games where he was getting minutes. Yeah. What was it? Four in a row of 25 minutes.
Didn't do enough with him.
No. Next year. We're a year off.
But other than that, Tobias, Vucevic, Oladipo, and Fournier all play good minutes. It, you know, helps to tighten up the rotation when you don't have Elfrid Payton, who's still got a cankle, I believe, right?
I believe so.
Something like that. Oladipo, solid. Fournier, probably should be owned in all leagues still. I did drop him to stream in one league, but it was more about I'm a heavy streamer.
Yeah, he should be owned, and I wouldn't be looking to move him for a streamer. I'm worried that once Elfrid gets back, they move Fournier to the bench. Certainly a possibility. I mean, Oladipo's been decent.
I'm just the up and downs and Skiles, and you know your main get like Oladipo, Tobias, Vucevic, Elfrid. I think are all holds, but those minutes are going to be really frustrating some games.
Yeah, it's well without Oladipo or without Elfrid, there's not much he can do to mess us up.
Mm, yeah, that's
besides
true.
Aaron Gordon. I mean, the rest of the bench: Nicholson, Hazonia, Jason Smith. There's just nothing there.
Yeah, not a great bench.
Oh, for them to still be a winning team is pretty impressive.
Remember all the hype Hazonia got from Summer League?
Yeah, I think Booker might be a better player.
That I was all against. There's someone that I really threw cold water on that deserved the cold water.
We'll see, because you know Hazonia is still shooting 40% threes.
Oh, that it was more for redraft, not for like dynasty prospects. But
there's still something there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not declaring him a bust pick or anything. I just was like,
no, it's just the wing positions for that team are too much.
I still don't quite understand that pick that they made either. But
considering what they passed on, yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah. For the Pacers, Monta Ellis, remember when you thought he was dead and terrible and never going to be good again?
He still goes back and forth.
Yeah, he was good.
That was a good one.
Really nothing much interesting to me. Paul George was okay. CJ Miles did come in with a shoulder issue. Shot only 1 of 10, came off the bench, but you know, those threes will go down every other game.
Yeah, I think Stuckey might be one of the most added and then dropped players in the league this year.
Yeah, he's up
there. I think I've had him streamed him more than once on multiple teams.
The Cavs beat the Wizards 121-115. LeBron, game-high 34. Oh, yeah, this is another game where, yay, I go against Kyrie Irving and Ariel. Unbelievable.
Okay, it's, well, you know, the three assists to four turnovers. That's not very pretty.
Yeah, 32, 5, and 3 with two steals, a block, 14 of 22 from the field.
Yeah, okay. Whoever has him is not complaining about the four turnovers.
Yeah. So, good to see him back in 34 minutes.
Wow. The sarcasm was pretty thick there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least Tristan's getting his 35 minutes, 36 minutes.
Yeah, what do you make of that? He plays 36 minutes, and Kevin Love only plays 29.
I mean, he's starting, so I guess there's that. That's not a category I have, though.
in our 30-category league with age and veteran presence.
With 36 minutes, I don't think I own Tristan Thompson in an RCL. Crazy as that sounds.
Yeah.
I guess there's field goal percent, but, you know, even with these big minutes, the most shots he's taken is 6, 7.
You worried about Love at all?
I mean, in general, I'm concerned that, you know, people in my life, you know, are just kind of using me and not... Oh, you mean Kevin?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I should have given a first name there.
I was getting all philosophical on you. concerned? Compared to where he should have been drafted? No, not really.
Yeah, I'm not either, because we had him right there in the 30-40 range, and he's
doing almost exactly what he did last year.
Yeah. For the Wizards, pretty spread game. You know, John Wall gets 20 points, 12 assists with 7 turnovers. That's kind of your normal Wall game. Garrett Temple, 21 points, plays pretty well. Not too much interesting for me.
No, no, not much going on, except for that Jared Dudley thing, which, yeah, ugh.
35 minutes.
That was Oubre.
Yeah, Oubre stays in the rotation, doesn't do too much. I'm just happy he cracked the rotation.
Yeah, I'm worried about that when Beal gets back, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. But Beal will be on minutes limits. Maybe they want to keep Oubre playing. And if something happens to Porter, I think Oubre would play a lot again.
Yeah, oh, for sure. That's definitely his number one starter ahead of him.
Yep. The Pistons beat the Celtics 99-94. I actually listened to some of this game on the radio. Late Isaiah Thomas starts going nuts. Isaiah Thomas started really cold, but then turned it around. 22 points and 10 assists.
Oh, man. Who did he block?
That's a good question. anything else from your, you know, Marcus Smart was cold. I don't really see anything interesting. Oh, we saw another Olynyk start, but he wasn't great.
No, and Sillinger had foul issues. He might have played more minutes had he not.
Yeah, 5,000 under 15 minutes, so.
Yeah, no, not much to do with them. At least their rotation is predictable now.
Yeah, they
were much.
They're cold for deep, from deep, and that is why they lost.
Lee and Zeller, both with DNPs, and they were both the starters at the beginning of the year. Brad Stevens is out coaching himself.
Oh, well, I don't know. They're the worst, too, so.
Yeah, I mean, at least he figured it out.
Yeah, I mean.
Got that going for him.
Yeah. For the Pistons, KCP scores 20 points. I love him.
Yeah.
Reggie Jackson was solid. How about Stanley Johnson? 11 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. Did have 5 turnovers, but hit one really big 3 late. You picking him up in leagues if he's available?
No, there's not much you can do with it. I tried streaming him last week. It didn't really go well.
Yeah.
There's ups and downs. It's just he's not hitting 30 with any kind of regularity.
Yeah. The turnovers.
If he did, I would. If I could trust he was going to get 30 minutes a night, absolutely. It's just not there. Yeah. And then this talk of Jennings next to Reggie, you know that's not going to work, right?
There's no way. How is that going to defend anyone?
Yeah, I mean, who covers, you know, a 6'4", 6'5", shooting guard?
Yeah, they probably ask Reggie to do that because he did that for the Thunder at times.
But then how much you know, importance is he going to have in the offensive
end?
Yeah,
exactly.
That shooter. I don't like it. I don't see a point to it.
I don't either.
Well, I do. It's to develop trade value.
Trade value, yep. Next we have, as my page freaks out here, all right, we got the Raptors, 91-74 for the Nets. Ugh. What did Larkin do?
He was okay.
4-8 from the field, a 3, 9-5-4 with 3 steals, only 1 turnover. Yeah, you'll take that. You'll take that.
Absolutely. That's what I would consider the low end.
Yeah, but another 19 minutes for Donald Sloan, and he remains part of the rotation.
Yeah, but 4 assists to 4 turnovers. He shouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, is Sloan's worth owning in the REL, and that's about it. But I just was just worried that he was going to cut into Larkin's minutes. Which,
I mean, it was a possibility, but I think Larkin's just a better player.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree, but if Sloan plays 19 minutes, that's going to keep Larkin from playing 36 a night.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Bohan Bogdanovic has been decent lately, has kind of a meh game, but he's been usable. Brook Lopez has the big game. Wow, awful game from Joe Johnson.
Yeah, this has kind of been par for the course before Jack went down.
Yeah, I was hoping he'd get more involved. It's all that James Johnson defense. The Jay Johnsons against each other.
Yeah, that's the JJ's.
For the Raptors, all right, Damari Carroll, knee surgery, out 6 to 8 weeks.
Arthroscopic, huh? Wasn't that a good thing?
Arthroscopic's a terrible thing.
Oh. That just means they put a camera in there, right?
Yeah, but I've heard that that can sometimes, that can linger or whatever.
Well, you've got to let it linger.
Yeah. Dropping Carroll everywhere, right? Unless you have the open IL.
You'd have to have an open one. I've got a league, the 250 that I had Carroll in. I have Favors and Griffin currently occupying both, so Carroll can go.
Occupy Draymond Green?
Draymond.
That's the anytime you say occupy, that's all I think about.
No. There's no occupying unless you live in Oregon.
Good point. So yeah, you mentioned on the show before we started how good I must feel about dropping James Johnson in REL. Feel great about it, Slim. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, the timing could not have been better.
How do you feel about all your injuries lately? Yeah, Slim, thanks.
Well, I feel pretty good about one of them that's back yesterday.
Well, we'll get to that. But 26 minutes for James Johnson, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 turnovers.
Yep.
Very meh, but in REL, if he's going to start, he'll be
useful. Right, and I could actually see him getting streamed in a I picked him up this morning in a league that he plays two in a row, and I needed some steals and blocks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Completely possible. He helps me there.
Jonas Valanciunas has the big game of note, 22 points, 11 rebounds, a steal, and 2 blocks, 8 of 13 from the field. Pretty good.
And apparently that included crunch time minutes.
Yeah, Biombo only plays 17.
Of course, he allows Brook Lopez to get 13 rebounds. There is that.
Career high, 13 rebounds for Brook Lopez. No, that's probably not true, but...
Probably not, but Steve, oh no, wow, he's been rebounding this year.
Oh really? What's his rebound at?
You're high right now, 8.7.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah,
and I probably wouldn't have known any better because I don't watch the Nets. Although that's not true, I'm trying to catch Larkin when I can.
Yeah, I was about to say, I know you love Larkin. So the Mavericks picked the right game to bench everyone because they're playing the Pelicans. The terrible, awful, don't know how to run a team or manage injuries Pelicans.
Yeah, I'm guessing we probably should have gone with Anthony Davis in a kind of DFS yesterday.
Yeah, well, he's obviously awesome all the time, and big men are tearing. Yeah,
guarded by Charlie V.
Yeah, well, there's that, and just in general, big men have been tearing apart the Mavericks. So, 26, 12, and 7 with 2 steals and 3 blocks for Brow. Anything else interesting? Norris Cole, way dip back down to earth.
Yeah, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, I think everyone saw that coming. Oh, I think I'm allergic to the Pelicans because I'm about to sneeze really loud. Oh, that's what happens when you look at Pelicans box scores. Wow.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Alonzo G as a starter. Although that might not happen next time out. We got Quincy Pondexter getting close.
Okay. I like the Lone Ranger. I hope that sticks with him. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to Razzball and the glossary in the Loose Balls tab. For the Mavericks, Raymond Felton has a big game, 22 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal, and no turnovers. And I didn't play him because I didn't see they were benching everyone because I wasn't paying attention. It's very sad. Very sad.
Decent Parsons game, even though he missed his threes.
Yeah, 21, 8, and 6 look pretty good. Dwight Powell gets a lot of minutes. Rainbow line, 13, 10, 2, 2, 2. Look pretty good. Does pretty well.
He's going to be a good one one day.
Just needs Dirk to retire and Charlie V not to get the start and go 1 for 10.
But why they would do that? That makes no sense. Just give Powell the minutes. Well, what can I say? They won. So
yeah,
won with the starting lineup of Charlie V and JaVale McGee.
Hey, McGee got four blocks.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to win many games if they keep doing that, though.
Yeah. Very Henson-esque line. 8.6 rebounds, four blocks, 4 of 8 from the field. So, yep. Next, we have the Nuggets beating the Wolves in an absolute barn burner of an offensive game. Look at that score. You know, the fourth quarter was just, everyone was on fire.
Oh, yeah, 12-9 in the fourth.
Oh, that's so bad.
I mean, they almost individually scored that combined. Oh, boy, I don't know how to say that. That 21 combined points is what they pretty much averaged for a quarter apiece.
Yeah, and then just fell apart in the fourth. I listened to a little bit of this on the radio. It was just nothing but missed shots. Will Barton has a very meh game.
Yeah, you know, you got Gallinari back, and you got Moutier is close. The sell high for Barton may have passed. I mean, I'm not saying he's any different of a player, but it's usage. He's just not going to have the ball in his hands as much.
If you need a big man, would you trade Will Barton for Yusuf Nurkic?
No, that's, I would want more.
Yeah. But how about your boyfriend, the man you have your hands all over?
Yes.
That's going to stick baby, with you. That's going to stick with you.
The baby hooker himself.
15 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 blocks, and 6 of 14 from the field. Did only make 3 of 6 free throws, but other than Gallinari's 15 shots, no one else on the Nuggets took over 10, and rightfully so since everyone was missing, but Nurkic with 14, second highest shots taken.
Yeah, his per-minute stuff is absurd.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it won't be this year, but, you know, in 24 minutes, I guess he's a 12-er guy just because he's so aggressive.
Yeah, and him and Towns were really getting into it from what I listened on the radio. I had this on the drive home. And sounded like it was getting pretty pretty testy.
Yeah, Nurkic has done that before. I remember last year he was really upsetting Mark Gasol.
Yeah, I remember that one too. Yeah, I remember watching that game when we talked about it.
Yeah, but Towns still had himself a pretty good one.
Yeah, 14-14, 2 assists, 2 blocks, no turnovers. Looked pretty good. Wiggins has an absolutely atrocious game. He took a pivotal shot late that was really ill-advised. Rubio scored, I think, they said like all 9 of his points in the first few minutes. And then disappears. Awesome.
Ooh, it's a rough one out of Gorgie, too.
Yeah, 0-4. No points.
And I assume you activated Pekovic from your IL spot. You've been having him in all year.
He played 16 minutes? Wow. That's shocking to me that they
played. Yeah, there's not many people that 16 minutes will shock you.
Yeah, 12 points, 2 rebounds, 2 turnovers, no other stats, but did 3 of 4 from the field and 6 of 6 free throws. Who does that hurt? Probably Gorgie a little bit.
I guess a little bit. I guess Gorgie's not going to see the 30 minutes because he's not going to back up both positions.
Yeah.
Because when I look at these numbers, looks like Pekovic was Towns' direct backup and there were no other minutes for centers.
Well, it looks like is Bielitsa hurt?
No, he's out of the rotation.
Wow.
His decision. He's fine. He's just struggling.
Yeah. So I think that might be who it hurts right there.
Yeah, he's not coming back as long as this is going on. But how long is this really going to last?
I don't know. Well, Pekovic is he never gets hurt. He's an Iron Man out there.
Iron Man, yeah.
Now that he's back, he'll never miss a game.
So what's iron most weakest against? Oxygen, I think.
Yeah. He's
an Iron Man. He's got to watch out for those oxygens. As long as he can avoid oxygen, he'll be fine.
Go send him to play on the moon. He'd be great there.
He'd be great. You got Martin returning to the rotation.
Yeah, I saw that, but he didn't really do too much, did he?
No, he's not ownable anywhere until he gets traded, which is going to happen. Someone's going to take him.
Yeah, Yeah, they need to make that happen soon. The Spurs moved to 21-0 at home and 31-6 as they absolutely bludgeon the Jazz. Rodney Hood has a very, very bad game, but you're holding there, right?
Yeah, you can't really read into this too much.
Yeah, Trey Burke was your only Jazz to do too much. Well, Gordon Hayward scored 18, but 21-1-4, no turnovers from Burke on 10-17 shooting. Did pretty well.
Yeah, he's pretty much a Thragnoff too.
I think he's worth owning and holding through the Burke's injury.
Yeah. I'll just say it's pretty low end. Besides those points and threes, he really doesn't give you much.
Yeah, I mean, low assists. Assists
are okay, three a game. You know, I'm not going out of my way to add three assists.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, okay. If you need offense. For the Spurs, how many players in double figures here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
David West starts. How often has he been playing? 14, 13, 4, 1, and 0. Oh, yeah, Aldridge was out.
And Duncan.
No,
where's Duncan? Oh, he played. Okay. Oh, Duncan played power forward.
Duncan has been West awful this year. It's been awful.
Yeah. His age is, he figured it'd come, it'd show up eventually. I mean, it's been tailing off. It's not like last year was a career year or anything.
Wow, they scored 123 and they DMP rested Aldridge and Tony Parker.
I think they were benching people at halftime, too.
Danny Green plays 11 minutes.
Wow. And has his better games.
Oh. Anyway, there's really nothing else interesting to talk about.
No, it's annoying when Kawhi doesn't get those big minutes, given that, you know, anyone that drafted him kind of drafted him to be a top three player, or at least expects that at this point.
He still had a good game, 15-4-3 with two steals, over 50% from the field with two threes. You'll take it.
Yeah, it's just not Kawhi-like. It's only 24 minutes.
It's Kawhi-ish. Kawish.
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 Well, my Kawish list has 36 minutes on it.
As it should. This one gave you a lump of coal. For the Hornets, terrible loss here as they're sputtering. They lose to Phoenix. What are you doing?
Give PJ Harrison 36 minutes.
Well, a lot of that was Jeremy Lamb came in very, very questionable. He still plays 7.5 minutes, but I think he... search it real quick. But I think he was too hurt to play.
All right. And then Batum was out with his toe again.
Yeah, and I think that's why Lamb tried to suck it up and play and just didn't go well.
Wow, a Troy Daniels sighting.
Yeah. Apparently, Coach Steve Clifford said Lamb wasn't playing good defense, but whatever. He had to get like.
He's never caused it to get benched before.
Yeah.
It's not like he's ever played good defense.
Yeah. I think he's just banged up. And what else for the Hornets here? Kemba continues to play really well. Yeah,
not much really. You know, with Batum out, everyone kind of has their role solidified.
Yeah, Cody Zeller has a nice game.
Yeah, this was a pretty terrible loss, all things considered.
Yeah. For the Suns, Mirza got mad hot. Ended up only 6 of 17, but there was a stretch where he was hitting everything. 5 of 12 threes. 19-8-3 with a steal. Him and Brandon Knight were doing some nice pick and roll. This is another game I listened to a little bit. So, sounded like did pretty good. They brought Devin Booker off the bench?
Who'd they start?
Ronnie Price.
Yeah, you know, you gotta build up those youngsters.
Yeah.
Oh wait, Ronnie Price is 32. Okay.
TJ Warren plays pretty well, but it's just hard to trust any of these guys.
Yeah, Booker was available in a league. I didn't think he should be. I added him.
Yeah, the 10 rebounds is weird.
Yeah, but he's I don't know. I think the eye level, he's been improving. Mm. And you look at the stats, you know, there's not really, in the past couple of games, there hasn't really been a big dud in there. Even when he got to 22 minutes, he still went, you know, got 10 points and 4-1 with a steal. If he would have gotten, I mean, it was a crazy blowout, but yeah, they lost by 20 to the Lakers.
Yeah. P.J. Tucker plays decent. You still, Tucker or Warren, you still want to take Tucker? Or?
Yeah, I'll take Tucker for the steals.
Yeah, 4 steals. Warren did have 2.
Yeah, and Warren was pretty good there for a stretch before his 0-point outburst the night before.
You mean inburst?
Inburst. Yeah. 0-point implosion.
John Lure apparently was playing really well. I don't know why he only got 24 minutes. I guess Mirza got hot and they figured they'd play really small.
Yeah, looks like Mirza probably got some minutes at the 5.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Yeah, there's only 27 minutes between Chandler and Lynn.
Yeah. Yeah, they've done that a few times. I remember I made a comment like a month ago when I think they were playing the Pistons, and they still had Andre Drummond on the floor. And they put Mirza at the 5 against Drummond.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you can force Drummond out of the paint, then, you know, at least you have some easy shots.
Yeah, there you go. Take out some rebounding on the offensive end. OKC beats the Grizzlies 112-94. This was a blowout.
Yeah, there's an interesting thing though.
Mike Conley sitting out.
Yeah.
Sore left Achilles. You wonder why? Because he's old and he's starting to miss a lot of games.
You mean old, 28?
Old as in he came in as a freshman out of college and has played a ton of minutes.
Yeah, he has played a lot.
Yeah.
He has wear on the tires.
Yep.
He had been really good these past couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's been good. I shouldn't have been slamming him too hard, but I think when it's all said and done, my rank will look pretty good.
All right. I think the metrics are going to really like these low turnovers he's given, though.
But they're not going to like the total stats once they see he only played 68 games.
Yeah, we'll see. We shall see. He's one of those guys that will play at less than 100%.
Well, then the metrics won't like him as much.
Then the metrics probably won't like. Well, he'll sit behind and shoot threes.
Yeah.
See the threes go up and the steals go down.
Really, your only Grizzly to show up, awful games from Gasol, and Matt Barnes didn't play too well. But the only one to play really well, how about Mario Chalmers? 39 minutes, 23 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals, 4 threes.
Yeah, he is definitely the top beneficiary whenever Conley doesn't go.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. No. I didn't even start point guard. They started Courtney Lee and Tony Allen.
Ugh, for the world's worst backcourt.
That was the first quarter. Oh, they were down big.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. I bet Chalmers started the second half. I am not looking it up.
Yeah, looking at the box score almost made me hiccup and throw up there. For OKC, Kevin Durant, big game. Russell Westbrook, big game.
Yeah, I think we're moving on from any Durant injury issue.
Yep. I don't really see anything else interesting. When Durant and Westbrook are right, Ibaka doesn't do too much.
No. I mean, it wasn't the greatest Steven Adams game. He's pretty much found his role of 25 minutes.
Yeah. Nothing else too interesting there.
No, I mean, at least with Durant back, Russell Westbrook didn't kill your field goal percent again.
Yeah, that's true. And didn't have too many turnovers.
Oh, but I think we talked about this off-air yesterday, Tuesday. How about Cameron Payne?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We both really like Cameron Payne. I remember when we did our draft preview and mock draft, we were really interested in Payne and went to OKC to be what we thought was going to be the third point guard and barely play, but overtaken Augustine.
Yeah, he has passed Augustine and thrived.
Yeah, 8 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists in 18 minutes, hit a couple threes. Did have 4 fouls, but, you know, how much of that was junk time and whatever, but... Yeah.
You know, in 3 years, he's going to be a starter for Detroit.
You think he does the Arjax trajectory?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I do. Yeah.
If he starts somewhere. Let's see. What was he drafted for in REL? Do you know?
It was a decent amount. It wasn't great because no one thought he'd play. But it was you know, $4 or $5, something like that.
Yeah. And finally, we have the Clippers beating the Blazers by only 11 points. I wonder if McCollum would have helped swing that.
You mean he might have been able to defend Austin Rivers?
Austin Rivers going nuts, Austin Rivers. 16 points again.
All of a sudden, he's an offensive threat.
Austin Rivers. So now that's 22-9, then 26-16 his last three games, and some of the emptiest scoring you can imagine.
Yep, that's what he does.
Yeah. Chris Paul almost gets Ogoro Motaro with the assists. No, it doesn't work that way. Double dime bag. I like double dime bag.
Yep, that works better.
21 points, 19 assists. DeAndre Jordan does his thing, 14-14 and 4 blocks. Nothing. Oh, Paul Pierce scored 17 points. 17-4-1 with 2 steals, 5 threes.
Yeah, I guess he's alive.
Yeah. I mean, he's actually been playing kind of decent with Blake Griffin out. Look at his last 5 games.
Yeah, I see. It's about 24 minutes of... I mean, I'm pretty sure it's empty scoring. I can't imagine he does too much anymore.
He's got 4 steals the last 5 games, a couple blocks the past 5 games, a lot of threes.
He's always been a good free throw guy. It's been okay, I guess. It's certainly not 12 reusable.
No, 12 are streamable, maybe.
Almost all of his shots are threes nowadays.
Yeah, well, the truth is he's old.
That is the truth.
For the Blazers, oh, look, Al-Farouq Aminu is not good at basketball.
Well, just shooting, dribbling, and passing.
But jumping and blocking.
Jumping and, you know, breathing. And...
Well, at least he can breathe, because Pekovic can't do that. What else interesting here? Nice to see Lillard back. Krabby was kind of poopy.
Yeah. It's a pretty decent game for Plumlee.
Oh, 19 points. Wow. Okay. Yeah, sure.
It was efficient. I mean, for him to go 5 of 8 free throws is actually pretty good.
Yeah, that's a drop the confetti moment. Ed Davis goes... 5
offensive rebounds.
Oh, okay. I mean,
without him, there might not have been much going on in this game.
Yeah, Ed Davis played well. They played pretty well for post, in the post.
Yeah, the problem here is, you know, when you take Lillard out, I mean, Krabby got some minutes, but that was because McCollum was a DNP, you know, anal probe or whatever, and... But nobody else even got, like, 26 minutes was your third top guy?
Yeah.
For minutes? That's not good. That doesn't help us at all.
Yeah. This is a wasteland of a team. Look at Myers Leonard. Even when he shoots well, 10-5 with no other stats and 3 turnovers.
Yeah. He's not going to be unleashed. It's just not going to happen.
It's almost like someone saw that coming.
You know, the per 36 is just not bad.
Well,
besides the blocks and the steals. All right, so he's basically Al-Farouq Aminu with a jump shot.
With the ability to hit threes more consistently.
And free there.
All right, so looking at tonight's games, we've got 4 on the slate. We got the Hawks at the Sixers, Boston at Chicago, Utah at Houston, and the Lakers at the Kings. What are you watching for tonight?
Oh, well, Nurkic isn't playing.
Aw. You got your Jazz playing, though.
Although, this is true.
Although,
it's true.
Is Favors going to play tonight?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah.
I imagine he'll try to warm up again. He's been trying that.
I will personally go to Houston and massage his back for him just to get him out there.
Okay. I guess that means you're not playing against him in the REL.
Yeah. Oh, he's not traveling for their 2-game road trip. No! So he's not playing.
Okay.
Not playing.
I still have Withy on one team, so I guess I'll stick with that for another couple days.
Yeah.
I'm not picking him for 30, though.
Does Jimmy Butler score 30 in 3 straight?
Ooh, it's going to be tough not to with that, what's his name? You know, with Bradley out, he gets the Evan Turner defense.
They'll probably put Crowder on him a lot.
I don't know. That makes them going pretty big. That's not what Stevens tends to do. I think Stevens would rather put Crowder as a big than a small.
Yeah, maybe try to keep Crowder on Mirotić.
I mean, Smart should see him for a minute.
Yeah. If you can make daily moves, I cautiously say Schroeder should have a good game against the Sixers.
That might have something to do with why Teague played less minutes is the back-to-back.
Oh, that's a good point. But, I mean, it's the Sixers. It's not like you need to...
I lied. They played on Tuesday, so it's not a back-to-back.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, that too. So.
Yeah, they all... Yeah. Yeah, he probably will. I mean, at least he played well enough that he shouldn't get benched.
Yeah, I mean, he outplayed Teague, at least seemingly. So, your top 10 scorers: Curry, Harden, LeBron, Durant, Westbrook, Cousins, Paul George, Lillard, Brout, and Griffin. Who do you have for 30 points tonight? And I will mention that the board got 3 new commenters on the board, but no commenters have 2 yet. So.
Okay.
But I'm just going to do a running tally of how many commenters got it. So 5 commenters have it so far, with 3 of them getting them on Tuesday. And Slim, I think this might be your year for the board. It just is.
No. I think this is the first time ever I've had a lead.
Yeah, yeah. I've been cold this year. You're up 2-1, and I hate you forever.
All right. Well, you can catch up today. I'll let you. Go ahead. You can have first pick.
No, I don't want first pick. I don't know. All right, here we go. Isaiah Thomas.
Okay, yeah, the Derrick Rose defense, I got you.
And first game on my REL team. Welcome to the team.
Nice.
One can hope.
All right, I think I'll go with that James Harden defense on Gordon Hayward.
You love Gordon Hayward. How many times have you picked Gordon Hayward?
Well, when they don't get blown out, he takes a ton of shots.
Only twice for you've picked Gordon Hayward, but yeah.
I'm sure he got 20-plus point. Well, I'm not sure.
He had an 18 and a 23, so it's not like he's been bad for you.
No, it's just with Favors out, I mean, Hood struggling a bit this past game. I don't see why he wouldn't take 20 shots.
Yeah, so.
And it's not like Harden's going to cover him.
Harden does standing around on defense better than anyone else in the league.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
So there you go. There's our 30-point challenge. Obviously, put your picks on today's post. Join the board. Commenters, we love having you part of the game, except for when you all get it right and make me look stupid. New segment, can we make JB look stupid? You know, someone commented asking, does Slim actually not look stupid? This sounds really hard. And I'm like, Slim gets it all the time. He's just been...
Yeah, I didn't write anything, but, you know, the mistake he's making is thinking that you actually want me to get it right.
Yeah.
I think you strive to make me get it wrong as much as possible.
Yeah, I try to... And you were on a stretch there where you got the players every time. It's been cold lately.
Yeah, it's not as easy as you would think.
No, I'm just laying out numbers. It's not like you're writing them down. And yeah, I mean, I'm just throwing numbers at you. So, all right, Slim, it's our final show of the week. What have you watched at the movies?
Oh, I've seen most of the stuff out right now.
How was Revenant?
Well, I mean, I'm not giving anything away, but the scene with the bear is amazing.
Really? Yeah,
it is the most believable thing I've ever seen that's not real, in which a bear does not exist.
Yeah, I want to see that really bad. So,
yep, I've got Hardy. We've got early Oscar stuff. I've got Hardy for
that's
support.
Right, that's right. Yeah, we mentioned Revenant last show, didn't we? I completely forgot about that. Yeah, because it's a Christmas movie.
Oh, that's right. It happens in the snow, so.
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie. What else out is good? Did you see The Big Short?
Oh yeah, I loved that movie. The what's his name? Christian Bale. He should get some Oscar buzz for that one.
Okay.
Really good. Giamatti is my hero.
Oh, I do like Giamatti. He's great in everything.
But yeah, the way they explain, because you know, there's a lot of big words going around with the housing market, and the way they explain. Is like they'll go like one of them was they're explaining I don't know the words, but when you have a stock and then you bet on whether or not the stock's going to go up and down, right? And then someone will bet on your bet, and then someone will bet on that bet, and over and over again.
Like speculation?
Yeah, so what they did was they took Mila Kunis, Mila? Sure, I don't like pronouncing names correctly, whatever. they take her, they have her playing blackjack, and they use that setting to explain what it means. And just, it's, I understood everything. There's never, I didn't have any questions afterwards. It was really, really well done.
Interesting, yeah, because it's definitely complex stuff, all that.
Ryan Gosling was kind of the narrator.
He does have a smooth, sexy voice.
Oh, that's not all he's got.
Hey, you keep your hands on Nurkic, okay? I've got my KCP addiction.
Okay.
Although I have broken up with Rubio since I traded him in REL there.
Oh yeah, that's got to be tough. I can't imagine that went well.
Yeah, but I've always liked Isaiah Thomas. You know, I'm a good, you know, I'm domineering over him. I'm a good, like.
There's no way Rubio let that happen without like throwing dishes or something. I mean, you've got to have scars from that breakup.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever broken up with a loud Latino person? He went full Rosie Perez on me.
I was thinking about trying to fake that voice, but
I know, I was thinking about trying to do it too, but it did not happen.
No, I don't even know what it would sound like. It'd be like Australian or something. It'd be terrible.
What's your pick so far for best movie and Oscars?
See, there's no single movie that I can really, you know, there's no Lincoln.
No. There's no Birdman.
Did Birdman win?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That movie was spectacular, and whenever I see it on the channels nowadays, I turn it on and watch it. I really like that movie. The music was perfect. Okay.
So, this is not going to make me sound cool at all, but for my ABC work, I did an episode of the Muppets.
Okay.
But they actually do some funny stuff, and so the show is them having a late night show, and Miss Piggy's the host. But the one intro of it, they did a 3-minute moving shot with jazz drum music of all this stuff going wrong in the behind the scenes of the show.
Okay.
It was actually a really, really cool, smart, without, you know, a lot of people probably wouldn't get it, Birdman homage. It was pretty funny.
Oh, I'm an idiot. I was thinking about a different show. It's not in that Big Short. It's Steve Carell.
Versus... Who'd you met?
Okay. Versus, this isn't like Celebrity Deathmatch. No, it's not. It's not Giamatti.
Oh, okay. I was like,
Giamatti is in a new show on Showtime called Billions, which is got a similar thing going on.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I do like.
And Shameless is back. Best show on TV.
I guess I need to. There's too many shows that you tell me I need to start. Golden age of TV means that you miss everything on TV. At least you're me, Slim.
Yeah, there's just a ton of stuff back. I mean, I think my girlfriend last night was going through the TiVo stuff, and she must have TiVo'd 6-7 shows last night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an exciting time, for sure. So, we're going to wrap the show there. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks to the Fantasy Sports Network listeners for checking us out. And Slim, you enjoy Shameless, and I'll catch you next Tuesday.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, later, man.
Adios.